This morning we have joining us Kate Olson. She's the Cass County Extension Program Coordinator, and we're going to talk everything gardening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Is it still that time of the year? It's not too late, is it?
Oh, it's never too late to garden.
Well, the weather finally got nice. I hope you got your stuff planted before all that rain.
Well, some things yes, some things no, but I guess we're going to get out the sprinkler for the few things that missed it.
You know, that's kind of how it goes, though, isn't it? We'll just get this stretch where we'll just be inundated with water, and then all of a sudden we'll be praying for it a few weeks later.
Absolutely.
That's the way it works. Well, let's talk about some of the things the master gardeners are involved in. You got a couple of things I know that are kind of first and foremost on the list right now. We're going to talk about those, but before we get into that, master gardening program.
Yes.
Who can become a master gardener? Is there a specific time that's best to do that, or can they just ask anytime?
Well, you can ask anytime. Actually, the Master Gardener courses are offered every fall. So we will begin taking applications July and August of this year. We'd ask folks to get signed up. Actually, I believe if you go online to the Iowa Master Gardener program, you can now enroll there. We'll have the forms available here at our office shortly as well to get people enrolled. It's a 40-hour class, mostly webinars, face-to-face courses, kind of a mix. They do also spend a day on campus at ISU learning to become a master gardener. But yeah, we are open to anyone who's interested in gardening. Yeah, we do have, like I mentioned, the 40 hours of education. Those are evening classes except for the day on campus. And then they would be requested to give 40 hours of volunteer service back to the community in exchange for that training.
Awesome. So it's always time to be thinking about it. And honestly, fall's not that far away.
Fall is not that far away. So if you want to get signed up, give us a call. We'll get you pointed in the right direction.
All right. Now, the things we actually did sit down to visit about, coming up kind of rather quickly, I want to start with the bus tour, because you're going to head out on a bus tour with the Master Gardeners.
We are. Our Master Gardeners put together one of these bus tours every year. It's a great tour. They always do a nice mix of education, a little bit of fun, and a little bit of shopping. It seems to be a nice mix. People come back year after year. We're looking to get the bus full now and get rolling. We do head out on June 16th is the actual date of the bus tour, but we're hoping to get the bus filled this week just to make sure that we know for sure who all's going with us.
So there is definitely still room.
There is still room on the bus, yep. And I would say we're over half full now, so yep. If you want to go along with us, do give us a call.
I'm sure it's like a lot of things. It all happens rapidly at the last minute.
Absolutely. And if you're like me, last week you went, oh my goodness, is it really June already?
Yes, it is. And yes, we did too. June 8th, it says here on the sheet, is kind of the deadline, but
right.
You can fudge that a little bit if you need to make sure people get signed up, if there's still room.
What we say is until full. So okay. The sooner you call us or the sooner you come in and fill out your form, the higher the probability you'll get to go with us. But yes, we will keep it open until we fill the bus.
Where are you going?
We are headed south and west. So we'll take off from the fairgrounds about 7:30 in the morning on the 16th. That's a Thursday, by the way, if you're curious. And then we will be headed south to Glenwood. We'll go tour the Glenwood Giving Garden. Glenwood Master Gardeners, or Mills County Master Gardeners, do a very nice job of running a community donation garden down there. And that kind of fits along with the theme of what we're learning this year across the state as Master Gardeners. And then from the Glenwood Giving Garden, we head further south and east to Nebraska City. We're going to spend a large portion of the day at the Arbor Day Farms and the Arbor Day Lodge there. We'll do a tour of the grounds, have lunch in their gift shop there. And then at the afternoon, there is some additional tours, one to be had by tram if you want to pay an extra $5, and one to be had on foot, kind of a self-guided if you want to. We'll be visiting a Victorian Gardens in Nebraska City before we head out from there, and then come back via Council Bluffs to visit some specialty nurseries on the way back.
You are going to have some tired master gardeners by the end of the day.
We are. Well, what I've learned about gardeners is if you put them around plants, you cannot wear them out.
Now, I say you're going to have tired master gardeners because you will have master gardeners on the trip, but it's not just for them.
It is not just for them. Actually, this is one of the programs that our master gardeners offer as a continuing education opportunity for anyone in the community that is interested in learning about gardening. And I would say on average we fill the bus with about 50-50 master gardeners and just interested community members. We have some repeat that attend with us almost every year, and we always have some new faces on the bus because certainly things come up for people. They can't always come. Our Master Gardener group that can go rotates every year. And some folks are just interested because of the location of the trip, which certainly if you've ever been to Nebraska City and Arbor Day Farms, they have a fantastic nature center there.
Very good. Cost and what is included?
All right. What is included? The cost is $50 for the general public to join. And that pretty much covers the whole day other than shopping. It's your entire bus ride, driver tip. It includes lunch at Arbor Day Farms, admission to every location that we are going to. It also covers, we'll be giving away door prizes and doing fun other activities on the bus. They'll get a snack on the bus and a bottle of water on the bus. It doesn't include dessert or any shopping. You may do at the gift shops that we stop at. Some of the nurseries will have plants available for purchase. Pro tip, if you plan on buying plants or anything really, bring a flat of address labels so to mark your plants, because if everybody buys their favorite hydrangea at a certain location, you want to know which one's yours when you get off the bus.
Absolutely. And do you lead the singing of the wheels on the bus go round and round?
No, we leave that to the Master Gardeners.
Okay. It's a festive group.
Yes.
Very good. Now, and again, that's coming up very, very soon. That's June 16th. So you need to be thinking about that now, and you need to be getting online or getting out there to the Extension office. Get yourself registered so
Absolutely.
You don't miss out. Okay. Now, the other thing that's coming up here very soon, and this is kind of a three-part thing, it's the summer webinar series that you've been holding. These have been fairly popular.
They are fairly popular. The State Master Gardener Group offers these every year, where they actually do a summer series and a winter series. Mm-hmm. And the summer series is all about timely things going on in the garden. And looking through this list, I would absolutely say these are the things that people walk into the Extension office and ask us about anyway. So we appreciate them doing that. And the experts they have from campus are great that do these. On Tuesday, the 14th of June, we will be doing Got Shade. So horticulturist Denny Schrock, who's actually the coordinator of the Master Gardener program, is fantastic. If you ever get him started talking about plants, just sit down. Just go. He can go forever. He knows everything there is to know about plants. It's amazing. But he will be talking about shade plants in the landscape, as specifically focusing on using native shade plants, which, of course, the benefits of native is they can make it through the winters. They require a little less care, a little less work, I guess. Certainly we have lots of questions all the time from folks who say, I have a shady area. I can't get anything to grow. I want to make it actually look pretty and not just fill it with hostas. What do we do there? He'll give us some great tips for color and texture and things we can do to make those shady areas really pop.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And again, this webinar series is a three-part. So these are two-hour webinars. They'll be in the evenings, the second Tuesday of every month. So 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. They're at the Extension office. There is no cost to attend, but we do ask that people RSVP because all of these have handouts and we'll need to make sure we have enough seating set up for everybody.
Sure. So they will walk away with some items when they leave that day.
Yep.
Now, I know you've got the one in June. Just to tease, there's one in July on the 12th, and then there's another one on August 9th that is coming up, and those are all Tuesday nights. And you've got trees and butterflies, it looks
trees
like.
Trees and butterflies, yes. So in July, we will be talking about getting to the bottom of tree problems. We've certainly heard about lots of things going around from pine wilt to the emerald ash borer. They'll talk about some of the major tree diseases going around the state, how you diagnose them, and then if there are treatment options, they'll cover those. And then in August, what's the buzz about? Nathan Brockman actually runs the butterfly wing in Ryman Gardens at ISU, and he will talk about all insects native to Iowa, how many of them are beneficial as pollinators. And I will say, from having heard him speak previously, he is a riot. He knows his bugs, and he can he gets a few good bug jokes in there, let's put it that way. But he's very fun to listen to, very easy to listen to. He really brings bugs down to a level where people can understand. They'll take away some tips of things they can do to help keep those native beneficial insects in their yard.
Are these really responsive programs? Do you really come up with the topics based on what you're hearing throughout the state?
Yes, because if you've never used the ISU Hortline before, we have a statewide horticulture hotline, and they get calls from all over the state of Iowa year-round, and they, based on what they're hearing, based on feedback they get from Master Gardeners, they kind of keep their thumb on what the hot topics are, and so they put out programs that match, which is great.
Very good. There's no cost to these. As you mentioned, these are free, and there is no real registration to speak of, but they would ask that you contact to let them know because of the nature of the materials that they're going to be needed that night. So if you can contact them on that, they can probably do that right up until the day?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So if you're going to call the day of the program and let us know you're planning on coming, we'll make sure we've got a handout ready for you and save you a chair.
Okay, so that one's easy. It's the bus trip that we do need to get folks involved in very rapidly because that does need registration. There is that fee.
Yes.
And you do need to know because there's only so many seats on the bus.
Yes, there is so many seats on the bus, and we need at least one for the water cooler, so don't be planning on riding in the basement of the bus.
That's right. Nobody rides the bumper. All right, very good. So if you have any questions at all, just contact the office or go online?
Absolutely. Information on all of these is on the website. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or email us, and we'd be happy to get those questions answered for you.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.